It all began with a cordial invite from the Prime Minister to a small select group of business people to attend a reception at No. 10 Downing Street to celebrate the success of small business. Everyone had their own personal invite from No. 10, and we individually had to RSVP directly. My invite is staying on the cork board at home in case the grandkids are ever interested. Arriving at the scene by taxi, I wasn't really sure what to expect, but I can confirm that they've converted Downing Street entrance into something very military looking, a sad reflection of our times. You simply can't get into the street at all without the full metal detector bit. To be fair, the police were very friendly with it, and this didn't really detract from the experience. After passing security, we walked up to No. 10, which is in itself quite an experience, as the entrance is instantly recognisable to anyone who watches TV. We were welcomed inside and asked to leave coats and mobile phones at reception. The place is a lot bigger than I imagined, and there's a large entranceway with a reception desk, racks for coats, and an area specifically for storing mobile phones. Not securely, I might add, which was a bit of a worry, but I let it pass, as everything was well lit and there were people floating around with earphones plugged in, looking like something out of the TV series 24. Having been relieved of our phones, it was for a moment each man for himself. Past reception is a large staircase, and all the way up are images of past prime ministers. Very impressive. I took my time to enjoy the moment, and once upstairs, we were greeted not with champagne, but simply a choice of red or white wine, and very nice too. We were free to wander around the place. I don't think anybody got to see the cabinet room, which is apparently in the basement. Not a bad idea when you think about it. But the place is pretty impressive nonetheless. No doubt official photographs will paint a better picture than I could, except to say that the inside of 10 Downing Street is suitably impressive. As colleagues arrived, well-known faces appeared, including Sir Alan Michael Sugar, though I have difficulty with this fellow as he looks a bit spiv-like to me, and I've not forgotten the FSB call for his resignation. Obviously some had, as they shook hands with him. Each to their own, and I suppose that networking with a fellow is better for business than ignoring him, as I did. Next up was Lord Mandelson, who proceeded to apologise for Prime Minister Gordon Brown's absence, as he was off on important business, and who then gave us a polished, rehearsed speech about the importance of small business. I'm not one for deference, and I guess I was glad to see that at least some of the other guests felt the same way. As his speech rolled out, I imagined the phrase small business being interchanged with unions and whatever else the target audience might be, in a smooth but less than convincing talk about how much the government cares for business, how much they need to listen to us, and how much they're doing for us. Those present, for the most part, stood politely in their lounge suits and merely listened. But looking at their faces, it was pretty obvious that not all that many were staunch Labour supporters, none of which detracts from the excellent experience of actually being there. And of course, that was the whole point. There were some groans at one point, and Lord Mandelson had to change tack. But surely he didn't think business representatives would let him off lightly. Within half an hour, the speech was over and everyone was pretty much free to network, which we all did. And of course, more drinks were on offer and there was a fabulous view to enjoy. I was doing my best to take advantage of the situation and having a nice chat with one of the fellow businessmen when a microphone appeared out of nowhere. For the life of me, I can't remember which newspaper or radio station it was, but the reporter went through a whole list of questions about how we felt about government, banking, and just about everything else he could think of. Clearly, he was under a gold mine with two of us as we were taking turns at the mic for well over 15 minutes. A most enjoyable way to round off the evening, though some of it was probably not entirely what the residents of No. 10 would have preferred to hear. Several glasses of wine and umpteen nibbles later, though not under any real pressure to exit the premises, a small group of us decided it was time to take our leave and wandered back down the stairway and out of the door to be greeted by the official photographer. We then took various amateur shots, most of which, of course, were rubbish because mobile phone cameras are